You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. Be sure to go to newchurches.com/multi-site to learn about our newest course on what it takes for you to move towards being a multi-site church. My name is Daniel M, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
What?
That was pathetic.
I know, I'm feeling a little down.
Did you eat the frog, Todd?
No, I have not eaten the frog today.
Okay.
So that might be part of it.
I don't know what podcast that references, probably 162.
Where I talk about you got to eat the frog. Leaders eat the frog.
Yeah.
That just means search, you do the nastiest, the thing on your plate that you do not want to do, go ahead and knock that out the first thing when you, you know, when you get into the office or wake up in the morning, kind of start your day, think about the worst thing that is that's been hanging, just knock that out and that'll be much better for you.
Deal. Well, I love the search function on newchurches.com. So it is episode 66. Wow. Productivity hacks for leadership and ministry.
Eat the frog.
Well, before we get into our question, I did want to remind you to please leave a rating and review on iTunes. Help us get to 200 reviews.
What?
If you help us get to, there you okay, go. There if I you am. Help us get I'm to back. 200 reviews, anyone who helps us get hey. There, we will actually give you 200 New Churches reward points, which is $20 to use towards any course at newchurches.com. So take a screenshot. What are you doing?
What right? is that?
What's in here? Chocolate, dark chocolate espresso trail mix.
Yeah, that's getting me back.
Yeah, which doesn't have anything to do with taking a screenshot of your review and sending it to me at daniel@newchurches.com.
Didn't you give away like candy bars or something one time recently?
No, but on a webinar that we did for Lifeway Leadership, stop eating during the podcast.
Well, I need sustenance.
Okay, but on one of the webinars we did for Lifeway Leadership, it was when you just wrote your succession white paper.
Okay.
And on the live webinar, we actually had all the booklets and we began, what do you call that?
I don't know.
Showing, making it rain. Showing me the money. Yeah, making it rain. We made it rain with your succession booklet.
But okay, so what's this have to do with anything?
It doesn't. It's just fun.
I thought you like had to mail people M&Ms or something.
I actually did mail someone M&Ms.
What was that for?
It was for one of our giveaways.
Oh, okay.
If people bought one of our courses during a time, we gave M&Ms away.
Okay.
I know. It was awesome. I actually went to the grocery store and bought a bag of peanut M&Ms.
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to turn away from the microphone and eat a couple of chocolate covered espresso beans.
That's
I
okay. Need them. Well, in the meantime, we will listen to Pavel give us his question.
How often do you need to meet with your small group leaders? Monthly, every other week? And what kind of curriculum do you use to teach them?
All right. Well, Todd, if you can start by talking about knowledge, experience, and coaching, and I'll kind of start popping in. And because we talk about this quite a bit with newchurches.com being a part of Lifeway Leadership.
Yeah.
And everything we do.
Pipeline philosophy.
Yeah. Everything we do is equipping church leaders, whether you're planting a church, a campus, revitalizing or multiplying. I mean, this is what we do.
So traditional training is transactional, meaning it's usually one to many. We get up in front of a group of our leaders and we basically expouse some knowledge. And that's fine. There's a little bit of transfer that happens there. But if you want to have transformation, if you want to move from just a transaction to transformation, it's really an overlap of knowledge, experience, and coaching. Meaning it's not just dropping knowledge on someone. It is helping them walk through an experience and doing so with coaching and feedback. So when you have an overlap of knowledge, experience, and coaching, that is when you have transformation. We do that because we have competency-based learning. It's not traditional learning. Traditional learning is concerned about only two things. That's displaying knowledge or test, which is usually done through testing, and time. And so a lot of times what you'll see is Your college major has, you know, a certain amount of hours, and you're required to have so many hours of training, which doesn't actually mean you have proficiency, mastery, or competency in that subject. So when we're talking about small group leaders, we want to make sure that we're not putting them on a cruise to nowhere, or we're not just piecemealing, you know, doing a Google search and figuring out, you know, the latest, greatest thing on small group ministry and taking that and, you know, taking it to my meeting in 2 hours. We're saying a specific scope and sequence that's designed to take someone from being a new leader all the way to a multiplier who's leading other leaders. So yeah. Our philosophy and framework involves several things, but one is taking someone, we have three levels of progression. We say you're either a learner, a leader, or a multiplier. Mm-hmm. I'm new at this and I'm just learning this. I'm leading in this. I do show proficiency or mastery. Or finally, I'm actually multiplying myself in someone else. And so, yeah, if that's Daniel, if I've gone a bridge too far, I'm sorry. You asked the question and I'm now caffeinated.
No, I'm glad you answered it the way you did, because in my book, No Silver Bullets, 5 Small Shifts to Transform Your Ministry, one of my chapters.
Your book.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. One of my chapters is on how to move from being a sage on the stage to being a guide on the side. Right. And one of the things that I say in the book is we often teach the way that we've been taught, lead the way we've been led, and disciple the way that we've been discipled, unless we consciously do so otherwise. So the fact is, it actually feels really good to be the sage on the stage. It feels really good to be that subject matter expert and drop the knowledge. Say, this is how you lead a small group. This is what you need to know. Like it feels good. And by the end of the whole 45-minute lecture, you're like, wow, I developed a group of leaders.
No.
Nope, you haven't. You've given them knowledge, which they're likely not going to remember more than 10% of it, because we're not just auditory listeners. We can't just learn by taking in information, but there needs to be experience, right? There needs to be coaching, right? So what we actually do at Lifeway Leadership is our entire philosophy and framework, it's built on the idea of flipping the classroom on ministrygrid.com.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And that's where we have small group leader training. So Pavel, you know, specifically when it comes to what curriculum you should use to train them, look at our small group leader training on ministry, because...
And if you're a church planner, you get that for a year for your whole stinking church.
Exactly. So, and that's where you get Steve Gladen from Saddleback, who teaches small group leaders, hey, this is how to lead a small group. This is what you need to know about conversations.
Dozens of sessions that have been put together with a specific scope and sequence to get development happening.
Yeah. So let's now talk about rhythms of meeting.
Okay.
Right? Because obviously when it comes to leader development and small group leader development, Pavel had the question of, hey, how often do you meet? How often do you meet? And obviously when you're onboarding a brand new leader, you can either meet with them and say, hey, this is what it looks like to volunteer in our ministry and be a small group leader and do skills training that way. You could do that one-to-one. You could do it in a big group. You can flip the classroom, send them Ministry Grid videos, and you can actually put your own church's video on top of all of it.
Yeah.
Where it's an introduction from you as the pastor, and then you have some subject matter experts giving some of that, and then you can do the coaching there. So you can mix and match. It's kind of like Lego.
Yeah.
Right. But after that orientation training and they're going, right? When we look at leadership development, we look at competencies and we look at the role-based stuff. So we say, hey, if you're a brand new leader, give them role-based training first. Teach them how to lead a small group first. But then you need to get to leadership competency development. So Todd, why don't you take it from there?
So we would call those core competencies. So it would be saying, hey, anywhere in your church, if a person's leading a group or, you know, leading your ushers for your 9:30 service, then we want them to be competent in these core areas. So things like, you know, conflict management, or things like being able to have a difficult conversation, whatever it is. It's important to say, hey, if you're a leader at my church, then I know that you have these core competencies. Why? Because your leader is probably serving in 3 areas of the church. And it's really nice to know that they have a foundation that you've laid out for them. That's probably understanding and articulating your vision and values. It's probably understanding, you know, some of the key strategies the church has, and you basically line out what your core competencies are.
Yeah.
And we can help you do that. But whether or not you use Ministry Grid, I would say you need to put these types of training in two categories. One would be onboarding and the other would be ongoing.
Yeah.
So many times in churches, what you see happen, if they have any training at all for a person, it's going to be onboarding. It's not ongoing.
Yeah. It's like a one and done. You're on board. Now I got to go
put another fire up. Okay. Now I got to go somewhere else. So onboarding is, you know, probably going to be very directive and hands-on, almost micromanaging, but it's going to be short-lived. So it's going to be intense and short-lived. Whereas ongoing, I would say you need to establish a regular cadence of meeting. So, and that could be monthly. I would suggest monthly or, you know, bi-monthly, quarterly, I think is too long, but you know, at least do that. A lot of times in pipeline, we would say, hey, you need three types of meetings. One to everybody where you focus on vision. One that's just with your team where you focus on maybe skills training. Example, if it's a group of small group leaders, I'm going to talk about a specific skill or competency I want them to develop. Mm-hmm. And then finally, you need a one to one or one to three, you know, something that's pretty small. And personal and intimate. And that is for, you know, ongoing development of that individual. So keep in mind those things. And I would say, you know, once a year you want to do that big thing, maybe twice a year, and maybe quarterly or monthly on the team focus. And then finally on the one-to-one or one-to-small, I would say, you know, that should maybe be monthly.
Yeah, and there's flexibility there.
Right? Totally.
There's flexibility because the last thing that you'd want to do is have so many meetings for your leaders that they're not going and spending time with Lost.
Exactly.
Right? That's so the last thing that you'd want.
I was just consulting with a church 2 days ago on this very subject. And so on pipeline. So the way we set it up when we go in, you know, we have multiple visits. But this one, we're talking about some meeting structure and the way that the person in the children's ministry chose to do it. She said, I'm taking advantage of something that we already had in place. So I'm covering a competency each Sunday morning when we gather our leaders. So
okay. Well, that's
we pray and we typically just pray. So what we're doing is we're going to gather them. We're praying, but we're focusing on a competency that I've already delivered to them. I'm just breaking it down. So okay. They're grid people and, they've got the ability to do that. So she's like, hey, I'm just doing it one competency at a time. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming back around again and again to some of the same stuff at a deeper and deeper level each time. So
yeah,
I thought that was brilliant because she's not adding something. She's not adding complexity or adding something to their schedule, but taking advantage of a meeting that's already happening.
They're already going to be there. Right. And that's a real smart way of doing it. Well, thanks again for listening into today's podcast. Be sure to help us get to 200 reviews on iTunes. All right. So be sure to take that screenshot and email it to me at daniel@newchurches.com. We will catch you next time.